Today we celebrate Blessed Giles of Assisi, who was a very simple soul from Assisi and was the third man to join St. Francis in his way of life. Blessed Giles lived for a time as a pilgrim friar, visiting various holy places in Italy, Spain, and the Holy Land, preaching poverty and penance by his own good example, and also by word. Eventually, he would settle at a friary in Perugia, where he lived out his daily life in manual labor and contemplation. He was known as having a gift of great contemplation, and this was known even to the Pope at the time, Pope Gregory IX, who once called on Blessed Giles to give him some advice on how to fulfill his duties in the papacy. And Blessed Giles, of course, in his humility, was reluctant to instruct the Pope. But eventually he gave in and told the Holy Father that he ought to always have one eye of his soul fixed on heaven, where he should aspire to be, and the other eye of his soul fixed on the things of earth, so that he may regulate the affairs of the church. St. Bonaventure considered himself fortunate to be alive at the time of Blessed Giles and have the chance to see him and speak with him, who knew St. Francis so well. And he died on April 22nd in the year 1262. And we can learn from Blessed Giles' example that we too should strive to live a simple life, that is, to live in simplicity of heart, always having a pure intention of giving God glory in all that we do, by striving simply to do God's will as best as we know it and as best as we can do it, with the pure intention of pleasing Him. This intention should be a part of our morning prayer, of our morning offering. We should offer to God our entire day, all of our thoughts, words, and actions of the day, all of our joys, sacrifices, and sufferings, all for His greater glory. And by doing this, by living in simplicity and preserving a clear conscience before God, then we will experience peace in our lives, and we can become instruments of peace and grace to those around us, just as Blessed Giles was. Blessed Giles of Assisi, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.